You don't know how many churches across America do not have a choir like you guys. Of course, you only have one Bob Floss.
That's right.
Two, which is always good.
Thank you.
Well, if you notice in your bulletin, we're about three-fourths of the way done. How many of you have checked your clocks already? Like, you've got any? Yeah, you know, don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger. Even pastors do. You know, so I'm aware of that. But I'm not going to preach a sermon. I'm going to give you what is called a devotional. Something for you to think about. Because I realize that most of us have probably heard a lot of preachers bloviate. Is that right? Maybe it's not bloviate. Talk a lot, and you've heard it so many times, what can you add to it? But here, I want to ask this question tonight. How many of you are planning on opening up gifts tonight? Raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Okay? All right. How many of you open your gifts on Christmas morning as soon as you get up? Wow. I could never wait that long. And we would needle mom and dad so much that they would say, okay, do it tonight and get it over with. But yeah, that's interesting that you must do it different here in Iowa. I don't know. But I want you to think about this for a little bit. Christmas gifts are what I deserve. Is that how you're going into this Christmas? Every gift that you are going to be given, do you say, it's about time, I've waited all year to get this, and it better be good? Gifts are given because you are loved, you're cared for, and it's a way of saying, I love you or we love you. Now, don't want you to miss the most important part. Don't ever go through life giving gifts to your kids thinking you've told them you love them. They need to hear it from your lips. They need to hear it from mom and dad. I love you. How many of you grew up in homes where you never heard those words? Raise your hand. You know, just didn't come off. And you sometimes wonder, why is that? Why is that? Why are those such hard words to just say to someone who you really do love? Don't go through life and say, well, they knew I loved them because I gave them gifts at Christmas time. Or I gave them gifts on their birthday. Or whatever. So there may be gifts that are given tonight or tomorrow morning that some of you will not believe. And you're going to go like, I really don't deserve this gift. No, you're going to hear that now tomorrow because I'm talking about it tonight. But there are some of you that are going to be saying, well, that was just way too much. You shouldn't have done this. Wow, this is so cool. This is just unbelievable. This is the best Christmas ever. You know, you might have some of those things that you'll hear tonight or tomorrow morning. But here's what I want you to think about again. How do you respond to gifts that you don't deserve? And really, at Christmas time, there's not a one gift that you really deserve. And that's why I don't buy a gift for my wife. I want to kiss. She'd probably go like, it's true, it's true. No. But every gift that you're going to receive, whatever it may be, it really doesn't have to be given to you. It's where someone cared enough or someone wanted to give it to you. And that's all the difference in the world. There's a thing that has been called, it's been going on for a number of years, that's called paying it forward. Have you heard of that? paying it forward. I heard about it, and it never made much sense to me until it happened to me about 5 years ago. I was in line at McDonald's, ordered my two hamburgers, small fry, and Coke, and I drove up to the window to give my money. And the lady said, someone is paying it forward. And I go, what do you mean? What does that mean? I mean, somebody bought you your meal, you idiot. No, I said that. I go, somebody bought my meal? She goes, yeah, somebody bought it. They're paying it forward. I go, well, who did that? Well, it'd been the person in front of me who I didn't know the vehicle. I didn't know the person inside. And I just go like, you got it? I didn't know what to do with my money. Where she said, just put it away. It's paid for. And it was just kind of like, do it for somebody else. Later on, if you want to do it today, I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw it was a car full of kids. I don't want to pay for them. So I said, I'll do it another day, another time when I see who's behind me. But I thought that was just the neatest thing, that you could pay it forward where you pay for somebody's meal and they don't know who you are. When we look at the scriptures, we find that in Isaiah chapter 7 and chapters 9, where we find out that God really paid it forward by telling us that he was going to send us a Savior. And he's paying it forward centuries before it ever happened. And God is always out in front of us doing the things that we don't deserve. The person who bought me my meal, I didn't know who it was until I shared the story in another church that I was serving at the time. And I didn't realize it, but it was that person in the back pew who did it. And so after church, they just said, you know who the story you told today in church? I go, yeah. I'm the one that paid it forward for you. I go like, you're kidding me. I didn't know your vehicle. I didn't know it was you. If I would have, I'd have said, you know, I did something different. I don't know what I would have done. But I found out who did it. And then it didn't surprise me, but I thought that was just a neat thing to do. God is a lot like that. He blesses us. And he touches our lives when we don't expect it. And he did that with Jesus when he was born in Bethlehem. And because God is generous and he pays it forward and has done so, it's who he is. He's always done that. He's a generous God and he touches our lives. And therefore, we then want to touch other people's lives because he touched ours. We have a very giving God because he tells us in Isaiah chapter 7 and 9 that he's going to give us a sign. And that sign is going to be a virgin who will give birth to a son. And he's going to be named Emmanuel, which means God with us. And in chapter 9 of Isaiah, he tells us the names that this Messiah, that this child will one day even have, which is Wonderful Counselor. How many times do you need a counselor in your life? Even if you have a wife. Kind of rhymes. Or if you have a husband or a friend, but we need someone to talk to, someone that will listen to us. Jesus is that person. That when we find ourselves in a difficult spot in life, go to his word. Start reading in the Bible, because that's where God talks to you. And he'll listen to you. Don't try to do it yourself, but go to what God's word says and be comforted by what he says. Mighty God is his name, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God is paying it forward to those who will come after he says these words in Isaiah. As as God is telling Isaiah about Jesus Christ. And he's the only one who could fulfill being that sign and the names that are given in Isaiah. So this Christmas, I just want you to be able, I encourage you to think of Christmas. That when you get a gift, there's going to be no gift better than what God has already given to us. Jesus. He is your gift. Personal, from him to you. No matter who you are tonight. And God would just want you to receive that gift. Don't make it complicated. Just to simply trust and believe that he sent him just for you. Because he loves you and he cares about you, and he's the only one that can forgive you of your sin. And he promises eternal life to anyone who believes in him. Oftentimes, you know, going back to McDonald's thing, I wasn't too receiving. I wasn't too receptive at that time. And we can be that way with Jesus. We can say, no, I'll still pay for it my way. I'll do it the way that I think it's better. We are a lot of times self-righteous. We are prideful. We can do it ourselves. We think it's better than the way that God has done it. I mentioned this, I believe, last Sunday, that I don't know of anyone who has been given a gift at Christmas time where somebody says, I don't want it. I don't want it. But when it comes to Jesus, God sends us his greatest gift, and there's people who today say, I don't want him, which means they don't want the greatest gift that God could ever give. You could be here tonight and be one of those people saying that this is my 10th Christmas, this could be my 35th Christmas, this could be my 68th Christmas, this could be my 80th Christmas. But I've never really invited Christ into my life or to be my gift, to be thankful that he is my gift. But that's really what God wants for all of us, is to receive his gift. Just a little story of I remember one Christmas, and you've probably gone through this, or you will go through it sometime in your life with your own kids or whatever it is, but one Christmas, I wanted a .22 rifle. And I would make hints and drop hints to my mom and dad that I really want a rifle. And I would look under the tree during those days, seeing if there would be a box under the tree hidden that would have the shape of a, that would fit a rifle. There never was one. Gift time came Christmas Eve night. They handed out the gifts. I got a package of underwear. And I was not a happy camper, and it was shown on my face. And my mom and dad were kind of laughing at me, and I didn't think there was anything funny about what was happening on this Christmas Eve. Everything I was getting, I did not want. I got socks. And I got something I really didn't need. And then my dad said, hey, Tim, there's still a card under the tree with your name on it. And I said, I don't care. I don't want it. And he said, no, you need to open it up. And I'm going like, ugh. And I was so mad, I just wanted to go to bed. Took that card under the tree, had my name on it, I opened it up, and it said, look in the gun cabinet. You'll find yourself a rifle. And I ran out, and there it was. Brand new .22 rifle. Remington. Use it to hunt gophers and rabbits. And so the very thing that I thought that I was not going to get, I did. And it can be that way with Jesus. You think that if I have Jesus in my life, God's going to take a lot of things away that I don't want him to take away. But I tell you what, Jesus replaces anything that we could ever have or would want in life. It's always better. So this Christmas, be thankful for the gift that God has gone through. It took centuries to know that it was Jesus Christ. And he came to forgive you of your sins and to give you eternal life by believing and trusting in him.